As big as Delaware, twice the size of Luxembourg, or a quarter of Wales, a 2,200 square mile iceberg has broken off of the Antarctic ice shelf. The trillion-ton iceberg was hanging by a thread last month and now has finally broken free and is floating untethered in the Weddell Sea. Dr. Sue Cook is an ice shelf glaciologist from Tasmania. She spoke to The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.
It's just a little bit more than twice the size of the Australian Capital Territory.
So what implications does this have for things like rising sea levels?
The iceberg itself can't directly contribute to sea level rise. It's come off a floating section of the ice sheet called an ice shelf. And because it's floating, it means that it's already displacing the weight of water that it'll contribute. So it's neutral in terms of sea level rise. But what we're interested in is what's going to happen to the rest of the ice shelf now that it's broken away, and that might start moving faster.
So it poses a danger for the future?
I wouldn't say that this poses a danger for the future at the moment, no. Iceberg calving is something that happens normally around the coast of Antarctica. This is a large iceberg, and those kind of events don't happen very often. But there's nothing to say that this individual iceberg is going to cause a problem.
Is something like this something that happens pretty often, or is this, because it's so big, something that's quite strange or unusual?
This iceberg is really unusually big. It's one of the largest that we've observed. But they do happen. They just don't happen very often.
So why has it happened this time?
It's really difficult to say, actually. Even as a scientist who's studying these regions, it can be incredibly difficult to predict when an iceberg is going to break away or how big it's going to be. It just depends on a series of rifts or fractures across an ice shelf and which ones grow and how fast they grow, and determines the size of the iceberg that happens in the end.
Is this situation dangerous for, say, ships in the area?
We really don't know at the moment where the iceberg is going to go, and obviously something that big, it could be a danger to shipping. So there'll be people around the world tracking it. Where it is at the moment, I wouldn't imagine it will have much effect on shipping, but there'll be people watching to see where it goes and monitoring where it's moving and whether it's moving into shipping regions.
Dr. Sue Cook speaking with The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.